All right, you're listening to the Wrights Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Week one, getting ready for the 6:30 kick for the Panthers against Harrison. We're going to talk about all that with Corey Brunson, the head coach of the Panthers. Plus, how does what happened last year, the sectional championship, translate into 2025? Who's back? Who's the starting quarterback? That and more for Wrights Football right here on week one of the Wrights Football Show. All this would not be possible without our sponsors, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Leroy's Tavern, Kim Schnell Nunemaker, the insurance agent, and Bel Air Land. So without further ado, we'll take a step aside. Corey Brunson, the head coach of the Panthers, is waiting on deck. He's going to talk about everything you want to know about Wrights Football for 2025. On the other side, right here on WREF 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for best place to karaoke and sports bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show, right here on WREF on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Corey Brunson, the head coach of the Panthers, is back for yet another season. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling as the season gets closer and closer to starting this upcoming weekend? It's got to feel, I would imagine, somewhat nerve-wracking, somewhat exciting. What are those emotions right now?
I mean, it's definitely good to kind of, you know, excited that the season's here. You know, you kind of grind it out all winter, spring, and summer to get to this point. And, you know, we're excited to get here. And you're also obviously nervous. You know, every team, you sometimes got a good feel of what they can do, but you still don't know until you start really kind of get rock and roll on Friday nights and see how where the team stands at and how much we can progress or what we need, things we need to work on.
You mentioned the idea of sometimes getting a good feel for where your team is at. In an off season, in summer workouts, what is it that usually gives you that wink, wink, nudge, nudge sign of, okay, this team could be pretty good, okay, this team could make some noise in the SIAC like they did a season ago?
I mean, it's helpful with the, you know, senior leadership and then, you know, the consistency of a group showing up. I mean, this is one of my better summers where, you know, every day probably 90% of our kids on our roster was there, which is kind of, I mean, to me it's rare just because in the summer there's so much going on with other sports and you know, families, you know, sometimes don't have control and scheduling their vacations on the weeks that we're off. So, you know, it was a really consistent group showing up. And it's helpful we got, you know, 6-7 guys on both sides of the ball back, so we have a lot of returners. So, you know, that kind of helps out too because we already have a good feel of knowing what they can do and do on Friday nights.
I think the only thing that maybe even close to comparing to the luxury of having some guys returning on both sides of the ball is knowing that a lot of the other teams in the SIAC don't have a whole lot of returners or are missing some key guys from a season ago. To have a lot of those guys back for you, what does it really mean for the development of this football team from August until, say, November?
I mean, it's huge having a lot of guys back. I mean, it's helpful on, you know, kind of not have to reteach things. I mean, we always reteach things, but then the process of it, you know, speeds up. You know, we don't have to go as slow as probably if we had a, you know, 2 years ago we had a lot of seniors, so it was kind of a newer group of playing Friday night. So, you know, that all season and went a little bit slower. But this group, you know, we kind of you know, start off where we kind of ended off the season last year in a way, you know. So this group understands what things we want done offensively, defensively, special teams, and kind of how practices is ran. So it kind of makes my job a little bit easier on that process.
You know, so many guys returning, but you mentioned the idea of senior leadership and not having to reteach things. Jamontre Johnson is a guy who I feel like has innate ability that maybe almost has ability that can't be taught. What is his role for this upcoming season coming back as a senior?
I mean, we expect, you know, big things from Jamontre. You know, last year, you know, he played a couple games at quarterback, but then he mainly played receiver, you know, throughout the year. But, you know, he's getting the starting nod at QB, and, you know, he can do a lot of things well. I mean, he's got a good arm, but he's also he can run the football. That's something hard to I know defensively, you know, you may stop the play, stop a pass play, but then the QB scrambles and runs it. You know, he has that capability. So he can be an exciting player to watch, and I expect big things from him this season.
Now, when Ben was out and Jamontre got those QB reps, I think a lot of people didn't really know what to expect. There were some impressive moments, though. How important were those reps for him in getting prepared to be the full-time QB1, at least in week one, of this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, I think those weeks that he played QB definitely was huge for him, just to, you know, where he got those first few games underneath his belt. You know, it's like this week here, you know, won't be like, hey, this is the first time I'm a varsity star at QB. You know, he's gotten those reps, that experience. So I think, you know, he'll be much more comfortable with having those starts last year, which is definitely helpful for him and the team.
Again, Corey Brunson is here on WREF. It is week one of the Wrights football show, getting ready for week one of the high school football season. It can't get here soon enough. But we're going to take a step aside and talk about what Wrights football has already done this season, at least on the field against other teams. That is their preseason scrimmage against Modern Day. So that and more on the other side right here on WREF. Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Back here on week one of the Wrights Football Show on WREF 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Corey Brunson, the head coach of the Panthers, is here on WREF. Now, Coach mentioned before the break that you guys have already played some football on the field against other teams this year at preseason scrimmage against Modern Day. How did that go, and what did you learn about your team?
I was pleased how we played last week. There's still a lot of things we got to work on, but we played Modern Day later on, and both them and us to keep it basic. Don't do a lot of just keep basic stuff, but man, I just want to look at have our guys compete, play hard, try to be physical. I thought the guys did that. I think they played good ball, and there's still a lot of things to work on and sharpen up for this week versus Harrison. But, we left the scrimmage with a lot of positives, but definitely some things to work on.
I feel like the evolution of the scrimmage and the importance of it, that's changing mightily, at least in the NFL. You know, teams are just not valuing preseason games like they used to. Now it's more of a joint practice onus. How much importance and stock do you put into how your guys look in a preseason scrimmage against Modern Day compared to how they look in practice behind closed doors?
Yeah, we're going to have, I think both teams probably would love to get the scrimmage and change into to a game. Because I thought most teams now, sit some guys out or don't play some of the main guys as much, to get them, make sure they're healthy, ready to go for week one. There's still some things. You'll get some younger guys in there playing and see how they compete kind of a Friday night type of atmosphere and see how they do. But it'd be great if we could get that maybe switched down the road and eliminate the scrimmage and make it to a game or change the format a little bit.
Well, you alluded to it, Coach. I wanted to ask you about the young guys, an opportunity for them to, crack open under the lights, so to speak. So was there anyone that popped off that maybe surprised you or that we as fans are going to get our first glimpse of very soon that maybe you saw flash in the scrimmage?
He's not a young guy, but at running back, Keyshawn Fleming is a senior who played well his freshman year but got hurt, and just sophomore and junior year was out both those years just because of an injury. So it kind of, for him, to kind of get back into it, I thought he did some things well, running back and linebacker. So that's one I kind of wanted to, thought he did a good job there tonight. But at the end of the night, we as coaches, we talked about there really wasn't, I think it was a group effort. I was definitely pleased. No one I thought say, wow, totally stood out, or nobody played bad that lost their position. I think the overall was just I was pleased performance and I liked a lot of things that some of the guys did.
Nice way to get ready for Friday night against Harrison. We're going to talk about that momentarily here on WREF. But first, Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about what happened last year with you guys winning the sectional. I'd imagine that even starting with the preseason scrimmage against Modern Day, that puts a giant target on your back as a unit, as a team. How have you addressed that with these guys, many of whom were there and big parts of the sectional championship from a season ago against Boonville? But how do you guys approach that and think about that going into 2025?
Having a lot of guys back, they had the experience of winning a sectional, getting that regional game and being so close and pulling that off, so they know what it takes and how close we are to win that game and go to semi-state. But it's a new year, new season. It's not what you did last year. It's in the moment now. So they learned things that we didn't improve and get better from last year. But it's a new season. So I think the seniors have done a good job in the all season leading. Now it's time to continue that and lead and progress in a positive direction in the regular season here.
New season mentality. I know that these are young men that you're coaching, but at other moments they could be kids, right? Is that the type of thing that you have to coach and talk about, or is that more of an understood thing of, hey, last year was fun, but here we are, and it's a blank slate for better and for worse in this upcoming season? Is that something that you need to communicate, or is that just something that they get?
We definitely got to always kind of redress and talk about those things. I mean, it's 16, 17, 18-year-old kids out here. They every other day they're kind of a different mood and mode, and always kind of reteach them some things that maybe remember last year and kind of point things back out that things that we did well or wrong last year, so they kind of can look back on. But like I said, they've been doing a good job. I'm pleased with what they've been doing, but the work starts this week here.
I like that. I like that a lot. And the week, the work starts on Friday night against Harrison. We're going to talk about that game in a moment. Week one for the Panthers is just about here. We can't wait. We can't wait to talk about it on the other side of this upcoming break right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
And we're back on WREF, the Wrights Football Show, getting ready for the Friday night kickoff, 6:30 against the Warriors of Harrison. Head coach Corey Brunson of the Panthers here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate your time. All right, so week one, it's almost impossible, I'd imagine, to actually scout and prepare. There's no tape on Harrison in 2025 in the same way that there's no tape on Wrights in 2025. So as a coaching staff, how do you get your guys ready?
I mean, obviously, we do share, the scrimmage. But, I feel most teams keep it basic, so there's a lot of things I feel teams do that they're not going to show in that scrimmage. But I think probably, for the most part, for us, the first few weeks and kind of most of the season, really, until playoffs hit, but really try to fix and do the things that we do, and you know, get better at those things. And as the game goes on, you know, try to correct those things and figure out more what our opponent's doing. But you know, also we definitely try to prepare our guys for what we think our opponent will do. But it's more so, you know, we got to get better and improve on the things that we plan on doing all year long.
What are those things that you feel you need to improve upon? And they're natural. It's natural to have those types of things in mid-August. You kind of want those things to work on, improve upon throughout a multi-month season. But right now, by your estimation, what is maybe the biggest Achilles heel of the team that needs to be addressed week by week?
I think, you know, well, the first few weeks is we kind of would definitely stress the guys. It just is, you know, there's just, eliminate the silly stuff, you know, penalties, turnovers. Try to control those things, you know, because early in the year, it's, you know, your first couple games, you have a lot of those mistakes, holding here and things like that. Try to really focus on not have those penalties. Don't put offensive, defensively in those situations in that bind where it's a long distance situation, or give a team a first down for a silly penalty. But maybe we've got to really stress these first few weeks. You know, try to, you know, definitely control those things, eliminate those silly penalties, and take care of the football.
So in talking about this upcoming game against Harrison, I know that you guys were able to share tape from your respective scrimmages. Granted, I'd imagine the Warriors kept it simple in the same way that you guys did. What did you learn from their scrimmage?
I thought they did a good job getting their playmakers the ball out of space, and I thought that they on film, it seemed like they were physical, and you know, we got to be ready to go, and hopefully we can match their play, them up being physical and things like that. But they have some guys that definitely can do things out in space, and hopefully we can limit their big plays and keep it to a minimum.
As a coach who's had a lot of success in this area in the SIAC, how do you feel about what Mo Sutton has done with the program so far? I feel like a lot of people feel like he's the guy to turn this program around. They won two of their last three regular season games, made some noise offensively, scoring 30 points against Jasper in the postseason, ended up going 1-and-done in the playoffs last year, winning those two games in the regular season. How do you feel about the trajectory of Harrison football?
He's doing a good job. I think, you know, I think each year, I feel like they just look more and more. The team does a better job of doing what he wants done. You know, they seem really organized, and I think they do a lot of things right. Like each year, they get a lot better. And I think they get stronger. I think he does a good job for those guys in the weight room, and Coach Sutton has been doing a good job over there.
I feel like almost every team, if not every team in this area, has some guys, some athletes, some studs that are just a little bit different, a couple of steps quicker than the rest. Harrison has some athletes. Is there anyone that you watch on tape that kind of makes you lose sleep at night, keeps you up at night thinking, okay, well, we got to wrap this guy up. How are we going to stop him? Is there anyone that Harrison has that pops off?
Well, I think their quarterback, Bavone, is you know, kind of a, you know, again, dual threat. He can throw and run it. So he's, again, another one where it could be third long and you might have every receiver covered, and he takes off or runs and gets it. So, you know, I think, again, when you have a mobile quarterback that can run and throw, those guys are, you know, are hard to stop. So hopefully we can could keep him in the pocket and you know, and not let him scramble around. But yeah, he's definitely one I think is a pretty good player.
That's Corey Brunson, the head coach for Wrights football here on WREF, getting ready for week one, Friday night, 6:30 kick against Harrison to begin the 2025 season. Coach, really appreciate the time. I've got one more question for you. You've been around the block. You've had a lot of successes over a lot of years with Wrights football. My question to you is, week one, is it nerves? Is it excitement? What's going on in the stomach of Corey Brunson come Friday night, 6:30?
It's same every week. You're nervous, excited, you're ready for Friday to get here and get that game going. And, you know, definitely early in the season, again, you still, you feel you know what your team can do, but then, we'll find out week one if what I think they can do, we'll see what they can do. But, I'm always excited, always nervous. I think, you're not right if you're not nervous, because it's, you know, it's a fun time, and I'm glad football is here. It's a, you know, NFL going, college going. I love football, so it's a great time right now.
Coach, I can't thank you enough. Good luck this upcoming week and really this upcoming season. Can't wait to hear from you again next week on Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. With that, we take a step aside again. You've been listening to the Wrights Football Show on WREF. Remember, each episode will be archived weekly on listentotheref.com. Thanks for listening to week one of the Wrights Football Show.